بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, He has made us believers. He has given us iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us from thousands, from billions of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this iman, where we believe in one Allah, and we ascribe no one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ways that was shown by his companions, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that it's the ways of your Prophet that we follow as believers, as the follower of this deen, we have to follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the Quran. Follow Sunnah. Follow the ways of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Consensus of the Sahaba. My brothers and sisters, for this we need to sacrifice our time or wealth and learn the knowledge of deen. Learn the knowledge of deen. In this world, let's take the example of this world. The example, let's just take one example. We open a business. Before we open a business, we will do all our research. What are the pros and what are the cons? We'll do our tahqiq, our research properly before we get into the business. If there is courses, we will go into the courses. We will learn the field of business. What to do, how to be a successful businessman. And then we will open a business. Same with the education of this world. We have to go school, college, university to gain this degree. But at the end of the business, end of account, end of all those education degrees, what do we see? What pushes us towards this field? The dunya, the world. We see benefit that if I become a good businessman, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us halal rizq, halal wealth. If I become accountant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us halal wealth. Same with if I become a doctor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us halal wealth. Engineer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us halal wealth. And this is afterwards. This is after the struggle. This is after the sacrifice we have made for those 10 years. We didn't just one morning got up and said, yes, I'm going to become a doctor. I'm going to become an accountant. No, these people who are doctors, accountants, who has good jobs, they have struggled. They have struggled for at least 10 years. they spend their time and wealth to gain this degree. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for some Allah opens the door for them later on, where Allah says in the Quran, "Inna ma'al usri yusra," that after every difficulty there is ease. So what I'm trying to say from this is our daily routine. What we see every day, people go out, they're working. Before they work, the early stages of their life, they will go and educate themselves. They will sacrifice their time. They will go to school, college, university, then they will start sacrificing the money for this degree. And then after that, they will see the benefit. And this benefit that they have, this is in this dunya. This is the example of this world. But the knowledge of deen, the knowledge of deen of our religion is very, very important. It's very, very important. Why? Because it comes in a hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, upon every single Muslim, seeking knowledge of deen is compulsory. At least the basic we should know. Learning the basic of our deen is compulsory. It is compulsory. Not optional, but it is compulsory. We have to learn the basic of our deen. We are praying salah 5 times a day. Allah says in the Quran, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish salah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ لَالصَّلَاةِ. When you rise, O believers, when you rise for salah, what's the first thing to do? فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. Wash your face. Perform wudu. Perform wudu. Do we know the compulsory acts of wudu? Do we know the sunnah acts of wudu? Do we know the dislike acts of wudu? Do we know all the breakers of wudu? This is just purification before our ibadah, before our salah. Do we know what breaks our wudu? Do we know what makes our wudu? Is our wudu enough for us to worship Allah in the state of janaba, in the state of higher impurity? Can we pray salah with our wudu? This is before our ibadah. This is just in purification. And in the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is no salah without purification. There is no salah without purification. So this shows, in another hadith, At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Purity is part of iman. If we are pure, then our salah will be accepted. If we do not do wudu properly, if we do not purify ourselves properly, then our salah will not be accepted. Our ibadah will not be accepted. This shows the importance of wudu. Importance not just for wudu, for how to purify ourselves. Now this all, for us to know this, we need to seek the knowledge of our deen. We need to learn our deen. And then, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When we stand for salah, what are the conditions before salah? How many conditions are there before salah? And if one of the condition we miss out, will our salah be accepted? Will our salah be accepted if we just take out one of the six conditions of salah? Will our salah be accepted? This is the conditions before salah, before we even raised our hands and entered ourselves into salah. Before that, there are conditions. If we miss out one of them, the question is our salah accepted? No. Okay, now we have entered into salah. The fard of salah. What are the compulsory acts of salah in salah? If we miss out one of them, will our salah be accepted? This is another question. One further act of salah, if we take out, our salah is invalid. Now, do we know those conditions before? Do we know those compulsory acts of salah? What are the wajib acts of salah? How many wajib acts of salah are there? What happens if we miss any of the 14 wajibat, necessary acts of salah? How do we compensate that during salah? What are the breakers of salah? What are the sunnah acts during salah? This is, my brothers and sisters, this is just salah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ Establish salah. The first thing, establish salah, pray salah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ صَلَاةِ When you rise for salah, this is the first thing, one of the main ibadah that a believing man and woman should do is pray. Now before we pray, we need to learn how to purify ourselves. What makes us in the state of janaba, impurity? What makes us in the state of impurity? How many types of impurities are there? And from which impurity would wudu, ablution, will be enough? And with which impurity wudu will not be enough? Do we know them? Is that not important for us? This links to our ibadah. And when we go into our ibadah, are we sure our salah is being accepted? Are we sure that our salah is not broken from beginning, that we have left one or two conditions of salah out, where if we leave those conditions out, salah is batil, is invalid? And just imagine all these years we are praying, not knowing that our salah is being invalid. Why? Because we are missing out our conditions before salah, or we are missing out, leaving out the compulsory acts of salah. Just imagine all these years we are praying. This is for us, my dear brothers and sisters, the knowledge of deen. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught his companions. He taught his companions, and the companions, they passed the message on. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even says, بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً Even if it's a little verse, one verse, make sure you spread this word. Even walau ayah, a verse, this is knowledge. Make sure you spread this knowledge to others. This is the importance of this deen, of this knowledge of this deen. We're learning the knowledge of deen so that first of all we know our ibadah, our worshipping to our Lord is being accepted. This is our maqsad. We are not learning the deen. We are not going and seeking the knowledge of deen to please people. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person when he goes out seeking for the knowledge of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes way to Jannah easy for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama, that the best amongst you is he who learns the Qur'an, understands the Qur'an, learns the knowledge of his deen. And then what do? We spread this deen. We spread this knowledge to others. This is the best of all people. We learn the knowledge, we act upon the knowledge, and we spread this knowledge. Just in our own homes, as a mother, as a father, we can act upon this hadith every day. We can learn this knowledge, and we can bring our children up with the knowledge of deen. And in the eyes of Allah, we will be the best of all people. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. My dear brothers and sisters, the importance of seeking the knowledge of deen. The way I gave the example of this knowledge that we learn in this dunya, in this world, just think of it like they say, like that. The end of this education in this world, we get money. This is our ajr, this is our result, this is our result at the end of this knowledge. But the end of the knowledge of our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بغير حساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us ajr without any reckoning. Compared to what we will get in this dunya, in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the life hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us بغير حساب, without any reckoning. Ajr, reward. And the beginning was the first move we made to seek the knowledge of our deen. And this deen is not just for children. We think that it's for children only. But is Sharia, is the religion, is the deen compulsory for those children who have not reached the age of maturity? 9, 7, we send them to the masjid, we send them to the Islamic schools for education. But is it compulsory for them at that age? No. It's compulsory for us. So the first thing is for us, my dear brothers and sisters, we as parents, we as mothers, we as fathers, we as brothers and sisters, we need to make this move and seek the knowledge of deen. Because this deen is compulsory upon us. It's compulsory upon us that we, on the day of Qiyamah, we will have to answer for everything that we have done. Not the children. When they become baligh, this is when the deen, the sharia, will be compulsory upon them. Yes, before that, we're training them. From the age of 5 till 9 or 12, we're training them early stage. But don't forget, if we think that the knowledge of deen is only for the children at the age of 13, 14, then the Islamic education is complete, that is wrong. Where a poet says, أُطْلُبُ الْعِلْمَ مِنَ الْمَهْدِ إِلَى الْلَهْدِ, that seek knowledge from cradle to grave. From cradle to grave. Knowledge does not stop. Till what age do we seek knowledge of this dunya? Age 21, 22? But till what age do we seek the knowledge of deen? 12, maybe 12, 13. When it becomes compulsory upon us, our children, we take them out. We say, concentrate on other things. My dear brothers and sisters, it is important because with this deen, with this religion, tomorrow when we will leave this, we will leave this dunya, our children will pray for us. Our children will raise their hands and supplicate for us. This is our future. Our children, they are our future. Now if they see us learning this knowledge of deen, we can teach them and they can learn from us. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love for His deen. Amen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love to strive in the path, in this path of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors for every single one of us to come and seek the knowledge of deen, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.